Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing the call. What you gonna do? You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
And the reason I'm here on this morning, I should be in bed, but I have rewind my program on last evening, and I have rewinded it to make sense of it all. I want to let your listeners know out there in my radio land, this is God's house. I will not tolerate being disrespected on my program, not on my watch. Now, you carry that crap somewhere else, don't ever come to my program, to my radio station with that hogwash. I want you to know that. I bind every demon, every devil out there that ever called here on last evening. I have been upset all evening, and I have not went to bed. But I want you to know, I hope and pray that you wouldn't dare say those ugly remarks in front of the owner of the company in which you work. Would you say those things to the constituents at your workplace? Will you say those ugly remarks in front of your mother, your father, your children? This is a place of worship. This is a church building without brick and mortar. This is a church without walls. You understand where I'm coming from? That's why it's called Digital Worldwide Ministry. I want you to get it straight. I didn't play in the world. When I was in the world, I didn't play. And I don't play right now. Now, don't take my kindness to be a fool. I want you to know that. Now, I want you to stay in character of a Christian or don't call this station. You might say, Overseer Ward, you mad? Yes, I am. I am mad. Because I know that I am a woman of God. And I am doing what God told me to do. And if you don't like it, you don't have to call in. This is for the listeners that have some common sense. If you went to school, I know y'all have some kind of sense, some kind of intelligence, some kind of table manners, some kind of bedside manners. But I'm here to tell you on this morning, don't ever call into my program talking that kind of nonsense. It will not be tolerated here. Somebody called talking about chocolate milk, strawberry milk, and all that bunch of crap. You save that for what you do at home around you and yours. You call in here to call in, ask for prayer. That's what I'm delivering, a message and a word from God and a kind word and prayer, those that need it. I'm not talking about these dummies that's out there acting a fool and acting illiterate. But I'm talking about people that have common sense. You call into my station. You call in with dignity and respect. That's what I give you every time I come on the air. I give you dignity and I give you respect. And I will sell for less, nothing less. I will sell for nothing less. I should be in the bed because I'll be up in 2 more hours. But I had to get here to deliver this message because it was burning me up inside. I will not tolerate anybody calling my station and being disrespectful unto God and unto me. God number one and I'm number two. I got 15 minutes. Anybody want to call in here with some dignity? You're welcome to call. The line is open. The number is 646-200-3074. The second number, 877-598-8654. Those numbers across that board again is 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. And whoever you callers are, I want you to know God don't like ugly, and he's not crazy about pretty either. And what you reap, you're going to sow. Write that down. Put that on paper. What you reap, you're going to sow. And I tell you, God don't play when it comes to you reaping what you sowed. I'm not on here playing. I'm over here delivering God's message to whoever want to listen. That's what I am. You go to work, you do your job. At the end of your work week, you intend to get paid. On your payday, you want to get paid, right? So you're doing a job. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing my Father's job. I'm doing the work of my Father, what he's instructed me to do, the itinerary that he's given unto me. And I'm intending to carry it out to the best of my ability. So don't ever in your life call into my program disrespecting me and disrespecting this house, because this is a temple. It's a temple without walls. Do you dig it? This is a temple without walls. So you call in here with some respect, I don't call at all. And just know your numbers, I can see your numbers. Just know that. So when you're calling in here talking with nonsense, know that you have been found out. And I will not tolerate it. This is a Christian station. And you were treated as such. I don't call this number. I ask for those that desire to have prayer. People are hurting in this world. People ain't got time for this nonsense. Talking about strawberry milk and chocolate milk. And I just really, I mean, to tell you the truth, I really thought he was going somewhere with that. Thought he meant well, you know, that he was complimenting his mother that made him supposedly strawberry milk. Then he come back again. Then talking about, I'm the father of the son, about the milk, the chocolate milk. And then he went on about the strawberry milk. This is nowhere to play. I am not playing. I'm serious as a heart attack. Doctors on strike. That's how serious I am. So, like I said, you're intending to call into this station. You call into this station with dignity and respect. Act your age and not your shoe size. And then somebody calling in here with talking about the testicles and all that bunch of crap. Don't you ever call my station again with that nonsense. I report you to the police. Don't ever call this station with that nonsense. You don't want to offer your testicles to your people, your parents. You don't offer them to me. And this morning sermon is God's temple, and I'm addressing the callers. I'm approaching this podium, and I'm letting you know that I am zero tolerance when it comes to nonsense. I'm all about God. That is my handle. All about God. That's who I am. And if you're not about him, then, hey, don't come here with that nonsense. I should be in bed. But I went over the tape. And I went over it. And I've listened. And I was, you know, because I am a happy-go-lucky woman. I am. But right about now, hey, I'm on the flip side of nice. When it comes to nothing. When it comes to, you know, blemishing God. And blemishing and disrespecting God. Because you're not disrespecting me, because I'm really just a nobody. But you're disrespecting God, number one. And that's a no-no. Because he holds the key to your life. If he pull your string, then guess what? You know the rest of the story. So if God says cease to your breathing capabilities, if God says cease, You know what C feels, don't you? You know what a red light means, don't you? Stop. So, like I said, don't ever call into my program being disrespected ever again. Don't ever disrespect God, number one, and don't ever disrespect me. These are for people that's out there that's hurting. People need prayer. You full of the devil, you don't need prayer. Well, you go on. Die and go to hell if that's what you want to do. Everybody ain't wanting to go where you're going. Some people want to see Jesus. I'm one of them. So don't ever call into my program with that nonsense again. People out there hurting for whatever reason, whatever dilemma that they might be experiencing. They need a kind word. They need a word from God. And God sent me to deliver the word. And that's what I'm doing. But I will not tolerate you calling into my station with that nonsense. I will not tolerate it. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize your mind and infuse your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of God from God to you. I'm out of here. Any prayer requests, you're welcome to call in while the clock is still ticking. That number again is 646-200-3074. Second line, 877-598-8654. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're welcome to call in at this time. There be no callers, then I will see you the next program. God bless you. Until we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. I will allow the completion of this selection bring our program to its closure. Bye for now.